The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
As soon as it was morning, the chief of priests, with the elders and the scribes, and the whole council, held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And they all condemned him and said, "He deserves to die." When Pilate heard those words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. He then handed Jesus over to them to be crucified.
God did not spare his own son,
but delivered him up for us all.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Holy God, holy Almighty, holy Immortal One, have mercy upon us.
Second station. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he opened not his mouth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The third station. Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God.
Surely he has borne our griefs
and carried our sorrows.
Let us pray. O God, you know us to be set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of the frailty of our nature we cannot always stand upright. Grant us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers, and carry us through all temptations, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The fourth station. Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
To what can I liken you? To what can I compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What likeness can I use to comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended.
A sword will pierce your own soul also,
and fill your heart with bitter pain.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that in the passion of your Son, a sword of grief should pierce the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, mercifully grant that your Church, having shared with her in his passion, may be made worthy to share in the joys of his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Holy God, holy
Fifth station. The cross is laid on Simon of Cyrene. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
As they led Jesus away, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me
cannot be my disciple.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served but to serve, bless all who, following in his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy. For the love of him who laid down his life for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The sixth station. A woman wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
We have seen him without beauty or majesty, with no looks to attract our eyes. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. His appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of men. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed.
Restore us, O Lord of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
Jesus falls a second time, the seventh station. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
But as for me, I am a worm and no man,
scorned by all and despised by the people.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
The eighth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
There followed after Jesus a great multitude of people, and among them were women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children."
Those who sowed with tears
will reap with songs of joy.
Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord, to mourn the sins of which it is guilty, and to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace the results of our iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us.
The ninth station. Jesus falls a third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. He has besieged me and enveloped me with the bitterness and the tribulation. He has made me dwell in the darkness like a dead of long ago. Thought I call and cry for help. He shuts out my prayer. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cover in the ashes. Remember, O Lord, my affliction and the bitterness, the wormwood and the gall.
He was like a lamb led to the slaughter,
and like a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he opened not his mouth.
Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they come to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of skull, they offered him wine to drink, mingled with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it, and they divide his garment among them by casting lost. This was fulfill the scriptures, which says, they divide my garment among them. They cast lots for my clothing.
They gave me gall to eat.
And when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink.
Let us pray. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, grant us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the great glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
When they came to the place which is called the skull, there they crucified him. And with him they crucified two criminals, one on the right, the other on the left, and Jesus between them. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, he was numbered with the transgressors.
They pierce my hands and my feet.
They stare and gloat over me.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Amen. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." Then, crying with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he bowed his head and handed over his spirit.
Christ for us became obedient unto death,
even death on a cross.
Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Holy
The 13th station. The body of Jesus is placed in the arms of his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
All you who pass by, behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow. My eyes are spent with weeping. My soul is in a tumult. My heart is poured out in grief because of the downfall of my people. Do not call me Naomi, which means pleasant. Call me Mara, which means bitter. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
Her tears run down her cheeks,
and she has none to comfort her.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death, you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake. Amen.
Holy God, holy
The 14th station. Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb.
You will not abandon me to the grave,
nor let your Holy One see corruption.
Let us pray. O God, your blessed Son was laid in a tomb in a garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we who have been buried with him in the waters of baptism may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen.